Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of freshly baked treats delivered by home bakers taking part in Bake and Take Month this March. Kansas Wheat encourages all to join in this tradition as a way to reconnect with others. The long-standing tradition of Bake and Take Month is a great way to spend time with our children and neighbors, as well as give back to those in need, said Cindy Falk, nutrition educator of Kansas Wheat. Whichever way you're able to observe Bake and Take Month this March, don your apron, take out your favorite recipe, and use this time to celebrate our relationships with our friends, our families, and our communities. The premise of Bake and Take Month is simple. Bake something and share it with a neighbor, friend, or relative. Add even more meaning to the month by delivering them with a handwritten note or staying for an in-person conversation. You never know the positive impact you may have on those around you by simply sharing a smile and a care package, Falk said. This piece of Kansas heritage stretches back more than 50 years and is as powerful now as it was when it started. Bake and Take Month started with Bake and Take Day in 1970 as a community service project of the Kansas Wheathearts in Sumner County. The Kansas Wheathearts, an auxiliary organization of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, set out to share baked goods with their family members, friends, neighbors, and others, generating community goodwill. The idea of a community member sharing a favorite recipe with someone special was so successful that the Kansas Wheathearts created National Bake and Take Day celebration in 1973, celebrated on the fourth Saturday in March. Although the Kansas Wheathearts disbanded in 2001, Kansas Wheat continues to support this tradition. Bake and Take Day may have started as a promotion to educate consumers about the importance of home baking and nutritional value of wheat foods, Falk said. Today, it's a chance to break out the oven mitts and create memories together while spreading cheer and goodwill. No matter whether you're looking for a new way to get kids off their screens during spring break, prepping for a March Madness watch party, or just want to bring a smile to someone's face, good things are sure to come to those who bake. For recipes and more ideas for Bake and Take Month, visit eatwheat.org. For specific ways to include children in this activity, check out eatwheat.org/learn/cookingkidskitchen. Getting kids in the kitchen has many benefits, wrote registered dietitian Jill Ladd on the Eat Wheat site. Not only are children more likely to consume food they have helped prepared, but inviting them into the kitchen from a young age can instill a love for cooking and help teach them the fundamental life skills. Need even more inspiration? Check out the National Festival of Breads at festivalofbreads.com. Falk and her team are busy testing out entries in the Kansas Wheat Test Kitchen for the virtual contest, so stay tuned for even more tasty announcements and recipes to come. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.